1340 96.5 KVGC. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Gold Country Thursday. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday, the 23rd day of May for 2019. Wow. The Memorial Day holiday is staring us down here this morning. Well, education in Amador County still faces the need for some cost cutting, according to a report from an outside advisory firm. At the Amador School Board meeting last night, the Fiscal Crisis and Management Assessment Team gave a fiscal projection report. While the projections do show the school district moving from a deficit to a surplus in the upcoming 2021 budget year, the district will not have enough of a surplus to restore the district's reserves to their required level. The situation is tougher for the County Office of Education, which is projected to continue to run a deficit in the next two fiscal years. The group recommended a wide range of actions to address these fiscal shortfalls, which run from a hiring freeze, charging fees for field trips, to encouraging students' attendance, all to increase revenues. The report recommends the closing of the Shenandoah Valley Charter School, citing the enrollment decline at the school as a factor in the Office of Education's fiscal problems. If the fiscal shortfalls continue, the state can step in to take over the administrative duties from the local officials. The fiscal issues are playing out against a backdrop of conflict as four of the five school board members all face recall efforts.
Well, meeting in special session Tuesday morning, the Amador County Board of Supervisors have extended the county's ban on industrial hemp. The board first approved an urgency ordinance putting the ban in place back in April. Well, Tuesday, following a public hearing, they unanimously approved extending the ban for an additional 10 months and 15 days, or until April 5th of 2020. The board again cited the original reasons for the ban, including the difficulty telling industrial hemp from recreational marijuana form of the plant, potential nuisance impacts from the smell, and uncertainty over the state's regulation of the crop. Now, the board did hear from one local businessman interested in pursuing hemp for medicinal oils. Board members did seem open to revisiting the issue if opposition from residents could be addressed and the state implements its own regulations.
And the Ion City Council moved through a number of items of city business at their meeting Tuesday night. The council approved a resolution designating Fairway Drive to receive repairs funded from SB1 gas tax money. The city says it will receive about $133,000 from the tax increase next year. The work will include digging out of damaged areas and repaving, and will extend from north of Oakview to Lakeview. The council also appointed Rodney Plamondon and Dan Traxler to fill vacancies on the city's Park and Recreation Commission. In other business, the council passed a resolution setting the city's maximum contributions for health care benefits and discussed the establishment of an employee handbook.
And in preparation for the upcoming fire season, the Amador El Dorado Cal Fire Unit has fully staffed all fire stations. As of this week, River Pine Station 30, Pine Grove Station 80, Camino Station 20, and Pilot Hill Station 70 have all opened. This in addition to Cameron Park, Buena Vista, Dewdrop, Sutter Hill, and El Dorado that have already opened. Now, as Cal Fire continues preparing for the 2019 fire season, they ask that you do the same. Take advantage of the current weather and finish outdoor projects. The perfect time to complete defensible space around your home and property. Now also remember, you do need a valid burn permit from Cal Fire to burn any pile. A pile of any size needs a burn permit. So as we continue to get ready for wildfire this summer, be prepared for the upcoming threat. Find out how you can be more prepared at readyforwildfire.org.
And the Amador County Fair Commercial Wine Competition Best of Award winners have been announced. An Ironstone Vineyards out of Calaveras County has been named the 2019 Sierra Foothills Winery of the Year. Carmere won Best Rhone Varietal, Rundquist Best Iberian Varietal, and the Noble Ranch was awarded the Best Red Zinfandel in Amador County. Nocetto won Best Amador Italian Varietal and Best Rosé. Jeff Silo Estate Winery of El Dorado County was awarded Best White Wine. The dessert wine was an orange muscat from Bella Grace. And the Best of Show Award and Best Red Wine Award went to Ironstone Vineyards with their Petit Syrah. All of the winning wines will be available to taste Friday evening of the Amador County Fair during the Fair Foundation Wine Tasting. Tickets to the wine tasting event are available $42 online at AmadorCountyFair.com.
And if you were holding out hope Highway 4 would open this weekend, well, Caltrans confirms it's not happening. While crews have been working since the beginning of April to clear mountain passes, new storms over recent days have forced the diversion of equipment to lower elevations to plow new snow. Teams are now running two shifts a day in order to fast-track snow removal. While much of the snow has been removed, there's more snow in the forecast. In addition, Caltrans must assess the roads and determine if there's any damage. If you're wondering when the highway will reopen, well, Caltrans says the estimated time of opening, dependent on the progress to remove remaining snow from the route, and the completion of any repairs needed to fix damage to roadways, guardrails, culverts, drains, and signs due to damage from rock slides, trees, snow, and ice. The snowpack over the winter was at 161% of normal. Because of the high snow drifts up to 25 feet at higher elevations, the snow's been slow to remove. Now, while most days a crew's able to clear about a half a mile, this year it was as little as a tenth of a mile at times.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCRadio.com.